for me. My approach is whenever that happens, I need to be ready. And just continuing to get better every day. I mean, that, my strategy, my mindset really hasn't changed much throughout this year, except stay on top of my stuff and make sure I'm ready. And you never really know. It's a wacky league, so you never know when you could be thrust in there. No, I mean, I'm happy for those guys. They're obviously getting a chance to come in early and contribute to their teams, and that's their situation they're in. That could have been my situation here. So far, that's not the case, and I know Coach Pettine is always talking about the next man up, and we've had to have a lot of that going on in other positions, but that counts for my position as well, so I need to make sure I'm ready to go, and really, that's those guys' situation, and this is mine. Sure, yeah, I think just watching Brian go through his daily routine, just go through everything he does in just a daily basis, from watching him get the first reps of individual stuff we're getting out here and watching him and doing that. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And I think, I mean, he's playing very, very well, and he does everything the right way. So for me to get a chance to sit back and watch this for as long as whatever this may be, I think it's beneficial for me. I haven't got a chance much. I know that he's started really, I guess, the past couple weeks now maybe. And I mean, we being up here, I don't think we get a chance to really see any of their games really. But I really haven't got to see much. I've seen some stats here and there, but not a whole lot. Yeah, it was probably a little bit more last week with Ben kind of just getting out of their pocket, trying to simulate extending those plays a little bit more. But they definitely, you can tell in Jacksonville's offense that there's some stuff that they've put in for Blake to utilize his mobility and try and make the most of that. So try to give them a good look doing that this week as well. I feel a lot more confident, a lot more comfortable.
Why is that?
Just with the time. I mean, I felt and I remembered from the past of getting into a new system, just getting around these guys, the whole process of being under center a lot more, everything that's involved in this offense just wasn't anything that I was asked to do really at A&M. So I knew it would take me some time, and now going through these game plans and getting some of the same ideas spilling over into the next week, and then it kind of we have our certain game plan stuff throughout the week. So I feel like I can study that. I'm a lot more honed in on that, and it just makes me a lot more comfortable. You know, I think it's hard to sit here right now and kind of guess how things are going to play in the future, but every quarterback that's coming to the league has had a different circumstance. You look at Rodgers sitting for those years. You look at Blake this year getting thrown into 5 games. You look at Teddy getting thrown into 3 games. I think it's all about how you handle it when you're not on the field and continuing to try and better yourself even when it's really hard. I mean, like we've talked about the past couple of weeks, making sure you're on top of yourself and really hard on yourself, continuing to make sure that you're ready to go. So I think how you prepare with the time that you're not on the field and your number's not being called is really what sets you apart.